Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner's second and final term ends this week, and Bokum Olamoy will be sworn in Saturday. I spoke to Renner today about his 8 years in office, what he got done and what he didn't.
We certainly made lots of progress, I believe, on lots of fronts. There are some things I wish I'd have regrets on, regrets not because there was an opportunity that was missed, but that we didn't make more progress, and that is for a stronger anchor in downtown. We've had lots of progress in downtown in many, many ways over the last 8 years, and a renewed energy certainly in downtown, and proper signage and parking issues, lots of things, and the Route 66 Visitor Center, the Convention Visitor Bureau coming downtown. But I would like to have had some sort of hotel conference center that would replace the front and center building, and that's something we just weren't able to make happen. The councils at the time did not want to take the risks that were necessary on the two waves of proposals that we had. And then we had one proposal that was just absolutely dead on arrival, couldn't even seriously consider. But I think that would have been really very helpful in being a game changer in our downtown, a major quick game changer. But I'm hoping that still will happen. But certainly one of the things that we have made progress in that I think is going to be very difficult to go back on is blowing open the doors to City Hall. When I first ran, I used the metaphor of City Hall surrounded by windows. So not only do you not have to fight City Hall, but anyone can come in and look inside, no matter where they're from, no matter who they are in the city, and see what they're paying for. And so we certainly had, for example, very quickly, we went from having an F from the Illinois Policy Institute out of Chicago that rates local governments in Illinois to an A+ and 100%. And we've gotten transparency, online transparency, and other kinds of awards. And we've had, of course, the Bloomington 101. I had regular mayoral open houses, and try to do as much as we can to listen to citizens and understand that it is their government and they should have a very important voice.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you expect not just the next mayor to face, but maybe the next couple of mayors to face?
I think the biggest challenges are the kind of challenges we have at the national level and state level, and they've reared their ugly head many times here locally. And from the very beginning, even before I was elected mayor, and that is people using social media, sometimes disguising themselves, pretending to be journalists, who are poisoning the political environment. And that's not just on the right, there's some on the left. We've just seen much more of it locally on the right, with just really vicious, nasty stuff.
How do you think that you've changed personally over these 8 years? What does, 2021 Terry think of 2013 Terry?
I was hopelessly naive, thinking that I could reach maybe not everybody, but almost everybody. That was absurd. I never thought that I could please everybody. I mean, don't misunderstand me, but I certainly thought that if I just sat people down and we worked through some of the evidence, we could at least walk away and realize that there are some common goals we can work toward. And unfortunately, that's not the case. I've pretty much always had pretty thick skin, but I've had, you have to have rhino hide on steroids, and that certainly has developed.
I remember back in 2017, you took a leave of absence for medical reasons, and you've never really talked about why you did that publicly, but I've interviewed you a bunch of times before and after that, and I certainly noticed a change. I think after that you were a lot more controlled in your rhetoric. You seemed a little mellower to me as we were talking. Granted, Tim Gleason took over as city manager not long after that, so that probably helped a little bit. But
that helped enormously.
How did that period that leave and what came after? How did that change you?
I think it was a month. It was September of 2017, and it wasn't. Let's also be clear: you're never not mayor. So it's not like I didn't get texts and emails and phone calls every day. It's just I didn't chair the council meetings and I didn't do the media interviews. And that gave me a little bit of time also to refocus and repurpose some of my efforts some of my work at Illinois Wesleyan as well, which was critical. But I think it is in many of the ways that you've talked about it. It also gave me a time I was still running around, not running around, but still extremely busy. It was definitely a time where, comparatively speaking, I was able to step back a little bit and try to gain a little perspective. But one of the biggest changes, though, by the year after that was, of course, the arrival of Mr. Gleason. And he was to say he's a breath of fresh air is the understatement. And some of that is not just because he's good, But because the city manager, especially the first city manager that I had, it's hard to believe that I didn't blow my brains out for 5 years, frankly. Not because that somebody was evil, but just a city manager is supposed to do what they're told. Those were unbelievably frustrating and aggravating years, frankly. We still made progress, but it was clearly in spite of the previous city manager, not because of anything that he did.
Well, being mayor in Bloomington, or being on the council in Bloomington, or being the Bloomington city manager is interesting because not only you're being compared to other cities in Illinois and across the country, I mean, there's literally a city next door to yours that people can always hold you up against and say, well, why doesn't Bloomington do it this way? Normal does it this way. Or look what Normal's doing. Why isn't Bloomington doing that? And did that ever weigh on you or annoy you? And how did you handle all that?
Well, let me get you, of course, sometimes when people would do things, it would annoy me, but maybe not that the comparison per se, but sometimes when it was skewed. It was frustrating to me when people seemed to have tunnel vision or try to operate in a silo, and they were doing little to nothing to get any broader perspective, and sometimes wouldn't even talk to their colleagues across Division Street in Normal. And that was frustrating to aggravating, for sure.
You know, this past election, we had a lot of incumbents who chose not to run again. In Bloomington, Johnny Painter, Kim Bray, obviously you, everyone on the Unit 5 school board, and I think none of the incumbents ran again. There were obviously some exceptions, the town of Normal council folks, they did run again. Can you speak to the challenge of getting good, qualified people to run for local office, and what are some of the barriers there we need to find a way to get past?
Certainly the extent to which people are not just criticized, you got to have thick skin, but absolutely consistently savaged in, frankly, sometimes just idiotic, beyond irresponsible ways. And I do know that one of the candidates I was hoping, and I'll keep his identity, confidential, but one of the candidates I was hoping would run for mayor, who did not, said that essentially there's no way I want to deal with stuff like that. I can laugh. I kind of laughed about it at that point. I was used to being savaged, but not everybody is, and not everybody can adapt. You could potentially put your family and others and loved ones through some things that are just way beyond uncomfortable.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner, whose second and final term comes to an end this week. Mayor-elect Mbokwe Milamwe will be sworn in on Saturday.